We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Friday night, and we're in Valencia, Pennsylvania, where tonight the Yellow Jackets will be taking on the Cougars from Chatham University. I'm John Garver, and I'm joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And, Coach, going into last weekend, I think the comment I made is, like it or not, we're going to learn something about this team with the competition that was coming into Westman Arena. You obviously learned something. Tell me what we learned.
Well, I think we learned that we can compete. I think we learned what our game truly is and what our identity is. I think I've learned where our culture is at. To lose on Friday, and that's in overtime where we claw back and then respond the way we did, and that's a culture thing right there. So we learned a lot. It was a good good weekend. Obviously we were hoping for a little bit of a better result. I felt our team played well in spurts, and it was definitely a good building block to the foundation of this season.
I'd say a pretty good building block, knocking off number 3 in the nation, the defending national champion Stevens Point on Saturday. Take me through what was the bench like, especially in that second period when you guys scored those 2 goals in fairly quick succession to go up 3-0.
Well, I think part of it was in the first period, the guys. The belief that they had, like we talked about before the game, of like I could feel they truly do believe. That it kind of changed to like let's just win the game. We can beat this team. So the belief was confirmed. And then in the second period, I thought we played a really good period. And 5-on-5, I thought we were pretty good all weekend. But then we. Big guys showed up, right? And Liam had. I mean, that was huge for Liam to get it going, and that it was huge for our bench too to see Liam, because though Liam hasn't necessarily been known as a goal scorer for us, everyone knows his work ethic and passion and how much he wants this program to win. And he's a senior now, and so that really lightened it. And then he bangs home that shorthanded goal like that. The guys were like, let's finish the deal here now. And, and then other guys stepped up. And, once again, Oscar was great. And it was a fun game. It was a fun weekend. And, the nice thing, too, is, we spent a lot of time on the bus talking to the guys coming down here. And Garbs, you were right next to me the whole time. I don't think they're hanging their hat on that as a, we've arrived. I think it's like, all right, let's get back to business here now. And we've had a good little excursion on the way down here. But I think the guys understand that this is a business trip, and the test is now.
I know, aside from the close proximity that everybody has to each other on a bus trip like this, but for the most part, it's been a pretty good team-building experience for this group, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our alumni are great, and Casey did a fantastic thing for us. We were able to go down, skate with the association down in Crystal Lake, and be able to kind of enjoy that moment with those kids. And we had 2 practices down there, and then once again the alumni came through over the summer, and we were able to raise some funds, and we go to an NHL game, and the guys were just able to hang out and enjoy something and see something. And as I'm watching the game with some of the guys are like, that's what we try and emulate. And you could tell they were still thinking about us, and they weren't just lost in the moment. And and then when we get down here, we have a great Thanksgiving dinner, thanks to Bob Evans, hashtag Bob Evans. And Natalini North has treated us really well too with their pregame meal, and it's just everything's really been great, and the hotels have been, everything's been, the logistics of everything have worked out so far, and now we got to do our part and come down here and go home with the win.
Your part starting tonight here with the face-off against Chatham, a team that we've never seen. This is the first ever meeting between the Cougars and the Yellow Jackets. So what do we know about this club?
Well, they're a new, I was talking to their coach, Mike Callen. He's an East Coast guy. I've known him from his time at Potsdam and all that stuff. And, you know, we got this job and he built a team. He's building a team from scratch, right? So he's building a new, he's building a culture, he's building identity, he's building, you know, everything. And, you know, it's, you know, we were talking and it's like, there's a lot of the same challenges we have. We've, you know, like we're, you know, yes, we were established and everything else, but like, you know, we had to tweak the culture and rebuild certain things, and we had, you know, we had to change recruiting tactics, and we had, you know, and it's, you know, so there's a lot of similarities, obviously, but you know, they're a transition type team. They're very responsible in terms of defense, of having guys back. They don't really give up. You're not going to see a lot of odd man rushes in our favor. And if we don't manage the puck, you will see a lot of odd man rushes in their favor. So that's a point of emphasis here and on what we've talked about. And obviously, you know, it's our first road trip. Like, you know, special teams is big. And, you know, we talked about that. And, you know, this is a game where it's going to be, you know, test our mental strength, and you know, and we have to show up. And the biggest thing is playing our game and not changing anything. And that's, you know, we haven't focused too much on them. It's been more about us. But you know, this will be a good test for us.
You made a mention of special teams and a little slump here for the power play. Hasn't scored in a couple of games. How do you get them going?
Well, you know, you do video, yeah. Practice it. You talk about it. You challenge them. They, you know, and you take away power play time on them if you have to. Like, you know, it's. There have been glimpses of our power play even when we haven't scored that I haven't liked. There's been glimpses of our power play when we have scored. I'm like, that's not really what we're looking to kind of do. And you know, we're trying to get on the same page here. And you know, the biggest thing is, you know, as long as you're generating offense off of it, if you don't score, you don't score. But you want to generate something from it. Like that's a sway in the game for one team or another. Either you're building confidence or the other team's building confidence, right? Our PK has been good too. Has it been great? No. You know, we've had some, you know, all in all, have our special teams been strong? Yes. Like, there's so, you know, it's, I got to remind myself of that before, you know, we don't want to be negative with our guys or anything, but, you know, we just got to keep it simple, break it down a little bit more. Just get back to where we want our shots to come from, how we want to generate those shots, stick to the plan, and, you know, and half the time you draw up a play, they do something opposite and end up scoring on that one. So, and, you know, it is what it is.
I know as a player, it's always fun when you get a chance to play in front of your family, especially at this level, and there's a few sets of parents that are here that don't get to see their kids play very often. Same thing for you. Your whole family is going to be here tonight. So what does that mean to have them watching you coach this team?
Well, it's just really cool. Like, I've seen my sister and I've seen my parents, but we haven't been in the same room together in almost 5 years. So that part's special, and having Thanksgiving with them and, you know, and that part's been cool. Just going and picking up pregame meal with my dad, and, you know, dad, father-son talks, like, he'll always be your dad, right? So that part's been really cool, and I think it's been cool for the guys to see also where I come from too. I wouldn't say the apple falls too far from the tree, so I think they understand that now where I come from. So it's just been really cool. It's been really special, and you know, and I think we all want to put on a good show for all our fans that are here, going to be here tonight.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, Garves.